Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
The time has arrived, ladies and gentlemen. We are live from McKinney at RJ Dukes. It is the 12th annual Peace-a-thon. Everybody check in with us, 877-881-1053. Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys text line, 877-881-1053, or the Twitch or the YouTube as we begin hour number one of 13 hours of broadcasting. You got me, Kevin Hagelin. You got, oh, man, Corey Majors. And, of course, the famous Alec Medford. But it's Peace-a-thon, and we do everything big. So joining us for hour number one, it is Super Bowl-winning scout, member of the G-Bag Nation, crowned global media superstar, Brian Broaddus.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing?
How the hell are you
guys? I'm doing very well. Heggy, I wasn't thinking this morning when I put on my attire.
Yeah, what's it feels like a shot right there.
Texas. I didn't mean to take a shot at Texas A&M, even though I have Texas A&M roots.
But Bennett goes to Texas, and he's part of the crew.
He's part of the crew that fires the cannon. So for your sake, hopefully he doesn't fire the cannon very much on Friday night.
But also, do you think, Broaddus, it's proving that you care a little bit more? Yeah, I'm just wearing a nondescript hoodie.
Yeah, I should have broke out my LSU gear, but I have a feeling the Fighting Carter Freemans are going to get all over us this weekend. So, but always nice to be with you guys to start the day.
And you know what? And it's perfect to have you to start the day because your suggestion / potentially sarcastic offhanded comment is what
par
helped
for the course. For me.
What helped lead to this going back to 2014.
Yeah.
So. We were doing the night show, as was the usual, and then you'll see this the next couple of days. The lineup gets shuffled up just a little bit, and so we were also getting off air at either 11 or actually might have been midnight on Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving, and then we were doing the morning show on Thanksgiving at 6 a.m. Because, look, I know tomorrow's Thanksgiving brought us, but it's a humongous day for our station with Cowboys and Chiefs and what might be the highest-rated regular season game in the history of the NFL. And so we were going to be gone for 6 hours. And in a commercial break, because you used to do, like, the power hour with us.
Yes.
It just kind of feels like that again. And you just kind of said, yeah, you might as well just stay here and stay on air or something along those lines.
Sure.
We spent, Corey, I think maybe 3 minutes discussing that, and then we're like, that sounds good.
It was the moment that we asked the Tolos. We said, hey, what do y'all think? And they were like, put yourselves through pain.
Yeah.
Spin the wheel more.
Yeah.
And we were like, all right, well, let's do it for a purpose. And then we called My Possibilities and said, can we raise money for you? And they said, yeah, you dummies. And so we said, all right. And then we called Derek Holland and we said, hey, can you donate us a baseball, like an autographed baseball? And he goes, how about an ALCS game-worn jersey that I'll autograph for you? And we were like, all right. And then the ball started rolling, brought us.
Yeah, I remember the first time, because I think I made a comment about the Jerry Lewis telethon.
Yep,
yes.
Absolutely.
And
did.
So I felt like that, like, oh, this would be a great opportunity. And I was the only one old enough that had ever seen the Jerry Lewis telethon. So when you both looked at me, it's like, yeah, there's an idea somewhere in that old man's head, but I don't know if it's what the idea, but you guys took the ball and ran with it. I remember like the start of it and how it was, how much it's always been fun, but just the hijinks of
oh
it all.
Oh my gosh.
And then it came down to, because I always wanted to do overnight radio.
Yeah.
That was something that I always wanted. It was kind of like a little bit of a selfish thing.
Right.
You're the guys that decided to suffer for it. I just got to play for like 3-4 hours. But
you went through some pain in some of those challenges.
It was so much fun, though, that to know that there was an audience out there like at 4:20 in the morning, when you're putting cranberries down your pants,
right,
you know, and that kind of thing.
Right,
so,
right.
But for what you guys have done over the years, for My Possibilities and others, it has been so impressive. I was driving around yesterday listening to you guys, and you were talking about launching the various items that you could bid on
right.
and stuff. And it's come so far.
It's crazy.
And just the folks that take the time. And you said it perfectly, Heggy. Listen, there's a lot of different ways to do this. The donations, you can do things with purchase things. But listen, that's the most important thing
sure.
you can do for us
sure.
today is listen, and then maybe spread the word to somebody else who might need to be listening to as well. So a tip of the cap to the station and tip of the cap to you guys for taking the ball. And just kind of an off comment about a telethon.
Right.
You guys took it to a whole nother level.
Well, and if you think about it, that first year, we raised about $5,000, give or take.
We thought we'd done really good.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it was like,
dude, we did. Yeah. We actually
and
did.
And I just remember one of the salespeople was like, oh, why don't you tell us about this? We could sponsor it. I was like, we decided like 12 hours ago that we were going to do this. And this was on a Wednesday?
Sure.
Or no. It was probably like on a Thursday or something. So we had like 5 days to figure it out. Here we are as we go into 12.
Yeah.
I am hopeful. Look, I appreciate every dollar we make. I think there's a chance we can hit $100,000 raised this year.
Sure.
And that would put us at about $500,000.
Yeah.
Since we started this.
Yeah.
Which is
crazy.
Bananas.
Currently, crazy. Almost everything, because we launched the site on Monday.
Right.
Almost everything currently has a bid. We got a couple of things that don't yet, but almost everything is already, and some things already sold. We had a Kobe Bryant full sheet of MVP cards.
Wow.
And uncut and in frame. My dad made a custom frame for it. Went for $4,000 last night.
I'm telling you this,
awesome.
You guys.
I think you might have got a good deal on that if you look on eBay.
Nobody's embraced the card world more than you guys have.
Right.
I mean,
we're at a card shop right now.
Well, it's funny because I remember like when I was growing up as a kid in the 70s, and I probably had $100,000 worth of cards that somewhere down the line I threw away because I'm like, you know what, I'm getting older in life and I don't need these cards anymore. But like the 1970s,
that makes me so sad. I'm sorry, Broadus.
No, when you sit there and you say, well, in the 80s, the cards weren't that good. I remember listening to you guys talk with Bassick. And, you know, I'm
the junk wax era,
so, that was bad. But I guarantee you I had a card or two that was probably worth some money. So, yeah, here we are.
So, and then somebody had already asked when Bassick is going to be on. I've talked with him. He will be here. My guess would be around 11-ish.
Oh, look at that.
But everybody from the station pretty much is going to be here. And the other cool thing, Broadus, is we've convinced most everyone who's going to be a guest to show up here.
Uh-huh.
So Mickey's going to be here. Christy Scales is going to be here. John Machoda is going to be here. Yeah, and so we convinced them all just to come out to RJ Dukes. But other guests we're going to have that will not be here in person, but they will be on the show. The Dallas Wings general manager, Will Clark, Jake Berger, Flula. So we've got all kinds of
You got
stuff.
It covered for a
yeah,
day.
Yeah, we really, really do.
When you guys do the pre and post game show, when you do the pre game show, Christy Scales, when y'all go to her,
yeah,
like how your confidence level's through the roof that she's about to deliver something pretty good.
I'll tell you what, we do.
Or I'm terrified because it's an injury that's going to make me sad.
I'll tell you what, there's the 3 hours. We're very fortunate to have great guests. I mean, tomorrow we'll have Tracy Wolfson on with us. You know, her and Tony Romo and Jim Nantz doing the game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
But we're very fortunate to have generally the play-by-play sideline report on that, like that 10-12 minutes that we're with Christy Scales is the best information you're going to get going into a game.
Yep.
Because what Christy does is she'll go down on the field, and as players are warming up or coaches are milling around, standing on the bench, sitting on the bench, Christy's walking over and asking questions. And she knows, everybody trusts her, and so. When Christy says, well, this is how they're going to play the rotation today. I've seen Nick Harris and John Michaud and guys like that. They listen to that segment, and then they start tweeting out things that you got to look for in the game. And so Christy Scales is just so good to work with. And I know doing games in the preseason, she'll just sit there and she'll pop on with these, like, she goes, hey, guys, got something. And usually when you go to her,
yes,
it's something worth going to her for. She's that kind of reporter.
Do you like it that she still rocks with the old school notebook too?
Nobody prepares more
than her.
She's done some crazy interviews, those Jerry pregame show interviews. She never knows if she's going to get Jerry, Steven, commissioner. She has no idea. Huh. So like we'll basically ask, well, who'd you get today? And she's, well, I got Steven today, or I got Jerry today. And then the next thing you know, like Jerry and Mark Davis. You know, she just never know who's going to be on the sidelines. And Jerry grabs random fans or people or whoever and just puts them on air with it. So it's kind of fun that way.
That's we have interviews.
You got to be flexible.
We prepare for them, right? Like, we prepare our butts off for those interviews.
Yeah. You do. And I think, like, a couple of times people have been like, why do you care if Schottenheimer's on time for his press conference? And I've been like, I care because we have a clock. But like, you have to be willing to be flexible with stuff like that, or you're never going to make it.
Yeah, Scott Agolnik has been getting upset with me here lately because we're like, you guys will carry the Schottenheimer press conference.
I've heard Dawson talk about it.
Dawson will try, and we're challenged with numbers on our show. We really are. We don't add very well. We don't plan very well.
Yeah, having a
matter
Kevin
of fact, in the
pre show
meeting, we don't talk to each other. It's amazing. We do a 5-hour show, and nobody says anything until we're like, you know, until like Dawson brings us in, and then we all kind of talk to each other. But yeah, we've learned that, you know, with the Schottenheimer press conference, you're like sitting there. And well, I thought the other day, like, well, Shotty, if you're always going to be late, well, don't sit your wide receivers down for being late.
Yeah.
If you're not going to be on time and they're not on time, then, you know, by all means, let them go.
That is a quality question and point to bring up.
Yeah.
From the Corey, we've already got a question for you. From the 972, hour number one, locked in. That's from Captain Napkin.
That's not a question.
I love him. You're right. I'm sorry. I was going to read a couple of these and then get to the question.
All right.
But I'll skip right to the question. From the 817, this person wants to know if they can bid on a date with you and then said their husband gave them permission. Although, to give you all the information, they did also spell your name with an E. I don't know if that is a deal breaker or not.
That's unfortunate because that kind of is a
deal
breaker.
Maybe they're thinking of another Corey.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe there is another Corey.
That could be.
Yeah.
This is a wrong number.
Yeah.
That's a different Corey they meant to hit.
I will check with my wife, though.
Okay.
Because she wants to raise as much money as we possibly can.
Can't imagine that is a go, but let me know if that is what happens. Now, Broadus, we were just talking about it, and I really do still kind of want to get into the nitty-gritty and scout the Chiefs some more, but can you just walk through whether it was when you were with the Cowboys or now, or being at DallasCowboys.com or now being on the other side of it with radio, how much Thanksgiving football has been a constant part of your life?
Oh, it has been since I started. Well, actually, I could go back to when I was working with your school at Texas A&M in 1990.
Yeah.
Because
you would get Thursday night or Friday morning.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. So that was my first real jump into Thanksgiving football. But ever since, really since 1992, I've been having to deal with Thanksgiving football and stuff. It's funny, you just know when you look at the schedule, you're probably going to work. You're going to work Thanksgiving, you're probably going to work a Christmas, and you're probably going to work a New Year's Day. And so you know all those things kind of going in. But I'll tell you what, it's kind of cool how my family and everybody around me has worked around it.
That's awesome.
You know, like today we'll celebrate because, like we were talking about, my son's in town from Austin. He's one of the Texas Cowboys who fires the cannon for the games. So he has to be back in Austin Friday night. So here we are working for a game tomorrow. So we're going to do the Thanksgiving. So there's always an adjustment for that.
That is good for family time that it's Friday night because so many times you saw either Thursday night or frequently I remember when I was at A&M going to Friday morning games.
Right.
So I'm glad that he's got like a little bit more time.
Oh, no, it's crazy how that you just try. But that's what we do in life now with the schedule. But Friday, Thanksgiving football has always, it was never one of those things where you, even when you didn't play the game, you knew you probably had a practice or something you had to be around for. And so, it's something I've just gotten completely used to.
And, like, we've talked about this before. It's weird to think about living anywhere outside of, like, here or Detroit. And I know they've cycled through the night game, and it's always different. It's weird to think about my family gatherings not being structured around a football game, you know?
Well, my family, too, had season tickets for 20 years at Texas Stadium.
Okay, so, yeah.
So from 1972 till 1992...
That's
what I did. Yeah, I remember having some Thanksgivings in the parking lot at Texas Stadium. Like we didn't want to wait around. You know, my family was in the restaurant business, so we had all the equipment to be able to set up like a, you know, an area. Brad Cham and Babe used to do, I think it was Brad and Babe, initially when they were starting at the old Texas Stadium, they had a tailgate that they did.
Did they really?
Yeah, you might want to ask but I know one time I went to an event where in the parking lot at Texas Stadium, I think Brad and Babe had a full setup of turkey and dressing and everything for everybody that was working that day.
There was
all kinds of traditional things that you were doing that you mentioned that were tied into football.
Man, by the way, for people already asking, one of the auction packages we have up is a lunch or dinner with Broadus at Hurtado.
Right.
So if you're interested, you're like, hold on, I need more of this.
Like I said, if you're interested in, we're starting to work on the draft.
Yeah.
It's coming up, and depending on how the Cowboys play here in the next few weeks,
Mavericks sure aren't helping.
Yeah, Mavericks aren't helping me. I'm listening to them. I'm just not watching, but I'm watching. So, if you want to bid on that, I'd love to have you and the number of people that you bring along there that we said, and because I say we talk about the draft. There's a lot of things that we've done over the years that people just kind of want to get a little bit more insight on some stuff and, things that I've heard. Heck, I might even tell you what happened to Diggs. You know, what
I don't even.
I don't know the answer to that.
Either.
I got an idea.
But I was going to say, because somebody asked if you'll open up those files, and I was like, legitimately,
yeah.
I'll just speak for myself. I have no idea.
I just don't want to get somebody fired. Yeah. That's the thing about it is, I promised somebody I wouldn't do that, but I don't know. If you bid enough and I get, if you make it really, really worth our while, I'll be happy to spill the information.
See,
if we do that.
That is the spirit that I'm looking for. It's all about helping out the charities.
We got the right person to start this.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely we do. All right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top-load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.